Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The bye week is over for the Longhorns. It's actually their second bye week of the season. And they are back in action this weekend at 7-1, ranked fifth nationally. The Horns is going to host the Florida Gators tomorrow at 11 a.m. And you can hear it right here on KRLD, of course. Pre-game starts at 10. Bonnie Jill Laughlin, she's our Longhorns insider and expert, and joins us right now with more. Bonnie Jill, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Mike. Hi, Austin. How y'all doing?
Excellent.
We're doing great today. Texas, a 22.5-point favorite in this game. Does that seem right?
Yeah, they're back at home after that bye. And they're, the one thing I like to mention is there are five SEC teams with one conference loss heading into the home stretch, and the Longhorns are one of them. So after that nail-biter against Vandy, the Longhorns really have to run the table to guarantee a spot in the SEC title game. So this game means a lot, but you got to look at that. Derek DJ Lagway, the quarterback for Gators, has that hamstring injury, so he's questionable. And there's been a lot of back and forth about the Gators head coach, Bill Napier. He will stay on, but there's some drama down in the swampland. So that could be a good thing. And they're coming off a loss to Georgia, 34-20. So there's a lot of things in the mix right now with this game.
Well, you look at the Longhorns' offense, just hasn't been what it was start at the beginning of the season, the last couple of games. Is that really what they're focused on this week?
Yeah, absolutely. Quinn, he's got to get the ball out faster, which he's been doing better on third down. If he has a clean game and keeps that tempo, I think they'll be good in the rushing attack. I mean, we all know if you kind of have that run game going, you can open up the passing attack. And I think with the D-line that they're going up against, I think the O-line keeps it clean. Like I said, they'll be able to get a massive victory over the Gators. And looking at the Texas defense, they've only allowed just 11.5 points per game, y'all. So right now it's looking good, but, you know, you never know. Like I say, the Longhorns always break my heart, you know. So we'll
oh, don't say that.
So you mentioned looking ahead here and all the one-loss teams of the SEC. You got Florida tomorrow, then you're on the road against Arkansas, I'd come back home to play Kentucky, and then finish up on the road at A&M, and then possibly the SEC championship. What's it going to take for the Longhorns to get to that SEC? Do they have to win all four of these, or at least three?
Yeah, at least three, exactly. But you'd have to, not knowing what the other teams are going to do and how Georgia stays being dominant and some of the other teams, they're going to have to, I mean, in a perfect world, they can beat every team they're up against. A&M's still a little scary, but just because of that rival, and we go back to how it used to be in the Big 12. But with that being said, three could take it as well.
All right, I'm going to shift a little bit to the Cowboys. I know you're following this team closely. You're there at the Star all the time. What kind of a chance do the Cowboys have now with Cooper Rush under center? Are you expecting this team to actually be okay, or are they on life support?
A little bit of both. Cooper Rush, he does do a little bit of different. I mean, he's not as mobile as Dak, but he keeps it very simple. He's going to go by the offensive plan, the plan scheme. He doesn't change things up. If we can get the running game going with Rico, and I'd love to get Dalvin Cook to get some more touches out of the backfield. Also, he's got good hands, so if he can get some receiving yards as well, that'd be great. Maybe Ezekiel as well in third down, red zone. I think if we still do that running back committee, that would be great. Explosive plays down the field. We have not seen a lot of that with our offensive line. I don't know if Cooper will be able to get it downfield, but we're not sure what CD is going to be playing or not. He's questionable. With that being said, Jalen Tolbert will probably be double teamed, and it's going to be hard to get the ball downfield, but We'll see what happens. I'm not too confident, y'all, with this game. I'm trying to keep it positive, but it's tough. You got to look at Saquon Barkley. He's coming into town, and that guy is a beast. I mean, he'll just run all over us, and so that's what I'm nervous about. And they've got a lot of great inside interior offensive linemen as well. So it's going to be
a daunting task.
Like I said,
it will be.
It's going to be Eagles. Tough. And,
yeah, I hate to say it. I take the Eagles as well, and it's just going to be a tough matchup. I'm hoping our guys try to defend the home field, which they have not done this season. So I'm hoping they can do that. And it's a big rivalry. It's a conference game, so division game, all of that. So we're hoping that they can come out, but I'm not too confident because we have not seen the Cowboys play their best game. We just haven't, and now we've got so many injuries. It's really hard.
Haven't seen a win at home this year. That's for starters.
No.
Bonnie Jill, thanks so much. We appreciate it, and we'll check back in with you next week. Hopefully, on the heels of a couple of wins.
Said something. I started laughing. Let's just hope they get the running game going.
Know,
good luck
right?
with that.
Yeah, I don't see that. I want to mention this real quick. Speaking of the NFL, the New Orleans Saints, they're getting. They thought maybe they were getting some divine intervention
from the Pontiff
last week. It didn't quite work out that way. Pope Francis, he went on X, Twitter, last Friday for All Saints Day, and he shared a message. It said, it was All Saints Day. The Saints are formed by the Beatitudes, poor, meek, merciful, hungering, thirsting for justice, and on and on. But he did the hashtag with the word Saints. The hashtag Saints are formed by, well, that's the official hashtag for the New Orleans Saints. So the Saints fleur-de-lis logo quickly appeared on the
right next to it
on the Pope's X account.
Yeah.
And they looked at it and said, well, that's cool, right? And we get a little help from the Pope. That can't hurt because the Saints are struggling. Well, it didn't help because then they went right out the next day and they lost to the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. They're the only team that might be struggling more than us right now.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.